News Talk, 1230 WFBA, local news now.
George Washington Foundation gearing up for Monday's fabulous 4th at Ferry Farm in Stafford. George Washington's boyhood home has all kinds of activities planned. You'll park at the Eagles on Cool Spring Road. Amy Durbin at Ferry Farm says that will be your shuttle to Ferry Farm or to downtown and back.
We're making it really easy for people, and they don't have to kind of park on site and go in and out one road. So you just ride a bus and hop on, hop off.
And since this is all about George Washington, to get into 4th of July at Ferry Farm, all you have to do is have a George.
Oh my gosh, you are correct. I did not even think about that. It is $1 for anybody ages 3 and up. And then if you are 2 and under, you are free. And all kinds of activities going on that day. So for your dollar, that gets you in to do some patriotic crafts. We have some brand new crafts that we're going to be having this year, July 4th.
Amy Durbin at Ferry Farm. Kenmore.org for information. Kenmore.org. At the Apothecary Shop downtown, the Declaration of Independence will be read on Monday at 11, 1, and 3. Gas prices around the Commonwealth have slowly fallen over the past week. AAA says the current statewide average for unleaded gas, around 4.67. I'm Ted Schubel. Here is your Weather Channel forecast.
Nice start to the holiday weekend here with sunshine in the forecast today at 93. Mix of clouds and a shower overnight tonight, low 74. Good chance of rain and thunderstorms for tomorrow with a high near 90. And a 50-50 chance of showers and storms on Sunday, 87, July 4th. Sunshine, high 88. For News Talk, 1230 WFEA, Richard Duetica, the Weather Channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk, 1230 WFEA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking outdoors this morning. River Rock Outfitter in this morning, and Keith Peterson and April Peterson here today. Good morning to both of you. It is great to have you here this morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I can only imagine what you guys feel like, because I know in when I leave here, where we're at in South Stafford, and go over the bridge and over the Rappahannock, and especially this time of year, and you look and you see kayakers or paddle boards or people fishing and just people scattered around the river. As you see that at various points, well, you must make you feel good that the people are getting out and in doing so many more things than they did in the past.
It is exciting. And, you know, it hasn't always been that way. And we were talking to somebody the other day about how long River Rock has been open. And we're just getting ready to celebrate our 8th year in business. And in some ways, like, everyone's like, haven't you been here for 20 years? In some ways, it feels like that. But when we first opened, you know, 8 years ago, no one was using the river. I mean, it was only sort of the usual paddling crew, the ones who know the whitewater section. They were the ones getting on it. But in general, people didn't know how to access it. They didn't know that it was safe as long as you follow very simple sort of guidance. They didn't know how you could do fishing. You can do stand-up paddleboarding. Just all the different ways you could actually use our river and our trail systems. And it's only been in the last few years where, the accessibility is known and people are using them.
Yeah, it really has. The outdoor industry within Fredericksburg really has been energized over the past couple of years. And like April said, I mean, we're seeing, you know, so many different types of people getting out on the Rappahannock. We're seeing so many different types of people getting out, like April said, on the trail system. We've got, you know, the Fredericksburg Trail Alliance helping to build mountain biking trails. It just seems like, you know, for the outdoor, you know, recreation in this area, it's really grown strong here in the past couple of years.
And we used to talk to people. I mean, we used to talk to Parks and Rec staff. We used to talk to the city. We used to talk to council. We used to talk to everybody screaming, hey, guys, you have a great resource here, and you're not taking advantage of it. And people looked at us like we were nuts. I mean, absolutely nuts. They would say people are not going to get on the Rappahannock. And we just didn't believe them, you know, and kept pushing and pushing and pushing, actually getting out there and demonstrating how people can use it. And the city has done a complete flip-flop on this. And really not just the city, the region has done a complete flip-flop on this. And I think in a lot of ways it was happening before the pandemic, but I think certainly in 2020 after the pandemic and when people found, you know, businesses and service providers were shut down and families are looking for something to do. Now, you know, the parents are not commuting in the way they were before. School, they're having to teach their kids at home, and now they're like, what in the world, how are we going to spend our time? And all of these guys found our local trails, our parks, our river. They discovered that going outside was safe, and that was something they could do with their families during the pandemic. And so now with so many people accessing our outdoor resources, I think everybody in our region understands, hey, we've got something really great here. Let's actually promote it. And even within our visitor center in downtown Fredericksburg, there's a whole new visitor center video, and for the first time we were sought out as people to record on this video. Yep. Talking about the outdoors. You know, why is River Rock here? Why are we here? What is it that we love and passionate about being in downtown Fredericksburg? And now it's actually on the visitor center video. That would have never been there before. No. Ted, I mean, never, because nobody in this community could understand the fact that we had an outdoor recreational economy. And we're still figuring that out as a community and helping our, you know, EDT and tourism departments understand how they can utilize that and make money from it. But that would not have happened 5 years ago.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, too, you know, we've got, you know, we have this great downtown area, and we literally have a river, a great river, just running right through downtown. And it's something that should be highlighted. And like April said, it's kind of growing in importance and people are recognizing it. But I'll never forget when we opened up shop, it was probably either 2014 or 2015. I was talking to a couple of customers, and there was historically this misconception about the Rappahannock River. I just remember talking to a customer and talking to her about paddling, and she was like, oh, there's no way I'm getting in that river. It's too dirty and too dangerous. And it's like, who in the world told you that this river was dirty and dangerous?
Yeah.
And so I think it was just one of those things where over time people have had that in the back of their mind. And then thank goodness, you know, I'm not saying it's because of us, but, you know, we came along and then more people were getting energized about the river. And now that mindset's starting to change where, hey, this is a great place to go and paddle. It's a great place to hang out on the weekends. So, you know, it just takes time. It just takes a lot of time to change people's mindsets, to see more people out there paddling, to see more people enjoying it. And then other people saying, hey, I want to be a part of that. So.
And it takes a change in attitude, I think, in a lot of ways. I mean, one, we talk a lot about the city recognizing that it has an outdoor recreational economy. That's one side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of it is our conservation and environmental programs, understanding that by, you know, too much protecting these resources and not allowing or encouraging people not to access the river was actually a problem. By saying, hey, look, we think that if we open up access and provide more access for people to get on the river, these people are going to protect it. And that was a change in mindset, I think, in our community. And, you know, organizations like Friends of the Rappahannock, they do so many great activities, bird watching, wildlife viewing, getting on the river and showing people how they can paddle, full moon paddles, all sorts of fun things, showing people how they can actually utilize their river with the idea that if they get people on it and passionate about it, these are going to be the people that the ambassadors for the river. These will be the people that protect it. Fredericksburg Trail Alliance, look what they've done in our community at Quarry Trails and at Mott's River. You know, or Mott's Reservoir, they've created trails, they've cleaned up the trails, created signage, safety messaging, a great Facebook page. They've gotten volunteers involved to help build these trail systems. And so we've got these great organizations in town now who are really pushing and promoting access. So it's this team effort that all of us are doing, you know, really over the last few years to just say we want people on the trails and in our parks.
I never knew about the Quarry Trail until I met you all and you, mm-hmm. you talking about it. I used to drive by there and I think, where is it? Because you'd look down that where start and you'd see some gates and you'd think, mm-hmm. well, it can't be there. And the same thing, Keith, when you talk about the river, I always had thought, well, you heard the stories and you just thought, well, if I put my foot in, it's going to get caught and, you know, it's going to get caught, you know, just at the river's edge and I'm not going to get out. So you have talked about safety a lot, but also the fact that you can do it, you can be safe and have a lot of fun and use the river.
Well, and speaking of organizations, I mean, look at Stafford Fire and Rescue, just their mm-hmm. SWIFT team and how, you know, they've increase the number of trained safety personnel within their program. And rather than telling people don't get on the river, these guys have said, no, get on the river, and we're going to make sure we've got resources out there to make sure that you're safe. You go out on the river. Ted, we were out in a raft doing the whitewater a few weekends ago, and we saw the Swift Water Rescue team on key sections of the river to make sure that they were mm-hmm. giving out great advice and safety. So rather than saying, no, don't access the river, we don't trust you, you know, you're going to drown, these guys are saying, no, we want you to get on the river, and we're going to be out there to make sure that you're safe. And so it's just this change in attitude, I think, about our outdoor recreational assets is don't scare people, don't make it, close off accessibility. Rather, let's all get out there and help train people on how to take care of trash, how to take care of their trails, how to wear life vests so that you're safe on the river. Let's do some education and get people out there enjoying these resources.
Yeah, if you take a step back from a business perspective, it's one of those things that it's a calling card for Fredericksburg. You go to downtown Fredericksburg, you can see and we've said this a million times, you can see the historical aspect of Fredericksburg. You can go and you can eat in the little restaurants, you can go to the shops, and then you've got this river that's right within walking distance of downtown. Mm-hmm. It's something that differentiates Fredericksburg from the rest of Northern Virginia. It's just something that we have different. It's something that's unique. It's something that drives people down to our region. In fact, in our store, we've seen so many more people that have come in from Northern Virginia. I mean, we have people coming shopping from, Fairfax and Alexandria. And every single year, that just continues to grow. And the reason why they're coming down here is because of the downtown atmosphere, the whole combination of history, outdoor recreation, great shops, great restaurants. And it's just something that, should be leveraged to continue to grow and promote just the Fredericksburg region.
Keith Peterson and April Peterson here from River Rock Outfitter, riverrockoutfitter.com, the website. They're on William Street. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Until people come before profit, until all energy is clean, until the wild is truly free, Earth Justice will never rest. Earth Justice is a national legal nonprofit defending the planet and its people for nearly 50 years. Earth Justice has 150 full-time lawyers fighting in court for our planet's future and representing all clients free of charge. No one fights more cases on the environment than Earth Justice. And we win because these are fights we cannot lose. Until justice stands for all, Earth Justice will never rest. If you share our restless spirit and want to commit to fighting for a just and equitable future for everyone, go to earthjustice.org/neverrest. Earth Justice, because the earth needs a good lawyer.
Crispy, faded, lit, baked, toasty, stoned, blazed, zooted.
When you're high, there are a lot of ways to say it. But there's only one thing you need to remember. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal everywhere. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Learn how you can help first responders in your community by texting BRAVE to 24365.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. River Rock Outfitter, April Peterson and Keith Peterson in this morning. As we're gonna get in and talk about a lot of recreational opportunities around the region. Couple Saturdays ago, and I've then since noticed this, April and Keith, from a number of different perspectives. When you are using the river, especially the river, the weather, a couple Saturdays ago, early part of the afternoon, it had been a gorgeous morning and just like, oh, this would be a great day to be on the river. All of a sudden, the wind picked up and it was like 40-mile-an-hour winds. And it got me thinking, you've got to pay attention to weather forecasts or know what's going on around you. Or if you suspect, hey, it's getting a little bit breezy here, kind of know your surroundings. Is that what... How do you handle those kind of situations?
That's the safety piece that we're constantly telling people about planning. You know, you really need a plan. And in the same way, just a few weekends ago, you know, Fredericksburg was sunny and it was beautiful and people were wanting to get out. And we heard from several groups who got themselves caught at the confluence because the river rose out of nowhere. I mean, it was beautiful weather, absolutely no rain, and it rose to really unsafe conditions, and they got stuck. They got flooded out. And that's one of those pieces when we talk about you need to understand that this river isn't dammed, and so you really need to pay attention to what's happening in the northern sections to understand what your float is going to be like in Fredericksburg. And so paying attention to those river levels, paying attention to how the river is flowing, and certainly paying attention to weather is really important when you're getting on. The river, the way that it's positioned and with the tree line, creates this really significant wind tunnel. And when you're especially on a stand-up paddleboard, and I've been victim of this when I get out there on my stand-up paddleboard, and then all of a sudden the wind starts, howling,
yeah.
And you're like a big cell on a board trying to get yourself back to City Docks, it can certainly be a lot of work. So just having the tools in your toolkit to know, okay, before I go get on the river, let me look at all of these tools to see if it's safe to get on. And if you can't figure out how to read them, or you forget, it's a new season, you forgot since the last time you were on the river, making phone calls to your local resources, you know, calling up Stafford Fire and Rescue and asking them, calling up River Rock Outfitter and asking them, calling up Virginia Outdoor Center or Friends of the Rappahannock and asking them. We all live and breathe these numbers and understand how the river's going to react with spikes in the gauge, that we can tell you, hey, this weekend's going, we think it's going to probably be a good time for you to get on the river. Because in the same way we talk about the river being flooded or windy, there's a lot of times, and we're getting into those months now, where actually you don't have enough water.
Yep.
And those are things you need to consider too, because if you've put in a tube way upstream on the river and all of a sudden the flow is super low and the levels are super low, you didn't bring enough water to get yourself from Mott's Reservoir down to Virginia Outdoor Center takeout.
Yeah.
You didn't plan with sunscreen, you didn't plan with snacks, you didn't plan for water. You thought it was going to take you 2 hours and it's taking you six, literally, because the water isn't moving and you're having to pull that tube. All of a sudden you found yourself in a very serious situation, and it wasn't because the river was too full, it was the exact opposite. There wasn't enough water.
Interesting.
And so knowing it from both levels is really important as you get out there and plan.
And for you and me, Ted, whitewater paddler to whitewater paddler, we exactly. We understand, you know, the river levels, and like April was saying, you know, when we went out it was like 3.5, almost 3.6 feet, you know, and then here we are now just a couple of weeks later, and I think today it's below 2.5 feet and less than 500 CFS. So it's one of those things where, you know, the river rises and falls so darn quickly that you can get out there and enjoy it. You just have to, you know, Google it real quick. Rappahannock River water levels near Fredericksburg. You can type that in,
yeah.
And then it brings up like the NOAA forecast or the current river conditions. And then you can just take a look and say, okay, it's either, hey, way too high Or it's really, really low. I just need to plan accordingly and figure out, hey, where do I really want to put in? Where can I paddle? Because really, at the end of the day, even though it's low right now, yeah, there's some parts of the river that are pretty bony, but you can still get out there and have a good time and paddle around. You just may have to do a little bit more maneuvering and kind of know where you're going, so you don't find yourself getting stuck. But you know, it's part of living on the river.
By hanging around with you guys, I have people actually come and ask me questions as if, hey, because they see that I talk with you and they ask me things. I had somebody a week ago say to me, can you explain? It was all about the tidal part of the river. They had no idea. Mm-hmm. And why is it? I was just down there this morning, but then this afternoon, it was way high. What happened? And to explain that, and it was somebody who has lived here a long time, but they've gotten involved with the river. And so there are even those kinds of things.
Yeah, we don't do the tidal section justice, I think, because it feels so dramatic to talk about the upper section of the river and the rapids and riffles. And we talk a lot about that and height and CFS. And we don't do enough talking about that tidal section. Same with when I talk to people in the shop all the time and say, hey, look, we're on a fall line. That means everything from downtown out is tidal. And most of the time it's like paddling on a lake. They look at me like I'm nuts, because what they're used to seeing is the section when you cross over 95. You see all those rocks, you see all those rapids, and in their mind, that's what a river is. And understanding exactly what a fall line is and what that tidal pattern looks like is super important. And what's a lot of fun, especially in the section of river in downtown by, you know, Chatham Bridge and to City Docks, is that if you plan it right and look at the tides, when the tide is out, you get more sandbars, right?
Yeah.
And there's a great sandbar right in front of where you can look up the hill to Chatham Manor. And that's a fun sandbar. If you paddle up from City Docks all the way up there and you're paddling with kids or a dog, you can park your boat, let the kids out, do a little picnic on that sandbar. It's a lot of fun. At high tide, most of those sandbars are going to be covered. And there's a benefit to that, too, because then it's a deeper water. You don't have to worry about the blade on your stand-up paddleboard getting caught. And so you just kind of have to think about what is it that you're doing, and then where can you get that information. And it's as simple, as Keith said, it's as simple as Googling tide chart in Fredericksburg. I mean, 5, 6, 7 of them pop up, and you just look at it, and they're all color coded, and it'll tell you exactly what time high tide is and what time low tide is. And when we start to get into July and August, when the water is really, really low, especially in the tidal section, it does become important to take a look at those things, especially if you're a stand-up paddleboarder, because you need to know for that 6-inch blade that's hanging off the back of your board, you don't want that getting caught in a sandy area because you went out there when the tides were too low. So just taking a look at that helps you just have a better day on the water.
Yeah, and the tides, it's not like they change the river levels by inches or even a foot. I mean, you were talking multiple feet. I mean, it is a significant difference between high tide and low tide just here in downtown, you know, on the river. It's surprising how much of a difference it makes between the two times.
And if you're not ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like you said, and I think that's sometimes, you know, when people sometimes will either go out in high tide or go out at very low tide. And that's where you hear about people who, you know, they go to a sandbar, they hang out for a while, when they went out in low tide, next thing you know, the river starts rising. They're not really paying attention. And then it's, oh my gosh, it's really deep now. How in the world am I going to get myself back? So it goes into, like April was saying, the planning factor and making sure you kind of know what's going on in your area before you head out for the day.
Unfortunately, though, a lot of us don't. I mean, we just fear, I'm going to be out there just for a couple of hours and I don't need to pay attention. And then all of a sudden, you start seeing clouds come in, or you've miscalculated how long it's going to take you to get back, and I guess that's when the problems come.
Yeah, and I think we talk a lot about this, is that it's like the Disneyland effect. You know, I think as Americans, we sometimes think it's somebody else's responsibility to tell us when something is safe or not. You know, or we just assume, oh, we'll go out there. There would be signs if I can't put into the river. And at the end of the day, it doesn't work that way. It's your responsibility. You know, you approach a bison
don't pet the
to
bison.
take a to take take a picture, the bison's going to get you. Like, yeah. I don't understand why this is such a hard concept. And the river is the same way. Like, nobody is going to tell you whether it's safe or not safe to get on it. It is your responsibility to figure that out. And there's great tools to figure that out, really easy. And I encourage people, especially when we're talking about the river, to go to respecttherap.com, because there, Friends of the Rappahannock and the Swiftwater Rescue Team, all the great partners in our area, have put up really great resources to tell you how to read these charts so that you can be best prepared. And it takes 5 minutes for your planning before you get on the river. That's it.
And you need to also realize that what might be safe for you two is not safe mm-hmm. for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh,
and you just have to realize you've got to be able to just say, I might not be ready for that.
That's exactly right. And we talk a lot about the river because we love the river and because it passes through downtown. But actually, our region, Stafford, Spotsy, Fredericksburg, has amazing water resources here. So, you know, Lake Mooney, any of the reservoirs, mm-hmm. really fun places to paddle that if you are just not confident or it looks a little bit scary or when you look in the gauges and they're in the yellow, don't go. Don't go. Go put your kayak back on your car and go head out to one of the reservoirs. You're going to have a great time, and you don't have to worry about the same things you do when you're on the river.
And in addition, even from not from a safety or just kind of pure planning aspect, but even from an enjoyment aspect, like April was saying, you know, with the fin on your stand-up paddleboard, like a lot of times what we'll be doing is just looking at the river to say, like, oh, hey, this is when high tide's going to be, so you know what, we're not going to go out at 8 in the morning, we're going to wait and go at 10 or 11. Or the same thing if, you know, the water's raging at, you know, 3.5 feet, it's like, oh, you know what, this morning I'm gonna go out there and paddle the whitewater section because I know that it's gonna yeah. be a lot more fun at this level. So it's really, even though there's a big aspect of it from the safety standpoint, just from the recreation and enjoyment aspect of it, that's another reason why you want to pay attention to the tidal changes and the water levels and things like that.
RiverRockOutfitter.com, the website to find out more about all of this. April Peterson and Keith Peterson from River Rock Outfitter in this morning. They're on William Street in downtown Fredericksburg. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. With close to 49 million people expected to travel this weekend, according to AAA, some air travelers were gearing up for the long haul.
I'm expecting that to be delayed, so I've already told my friend who's going to be picking me up. Yeah, like, let's be ready. I'll keep you posted. Let's play by ear.
Today is expected to be the busiest driving day. President Biden is back from his trip to Europe with new domestic challenges, including curbs on his administration's plans to fight climate change. The Supreme Court Thursday ruled the EPA lacks the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner in a Russian courtroom for her trial on charges she smuggled drugs into the country. The U.S. government says Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, is wrongfully detained. Another seismic shift coming to college athletics. USC and UCLA are joining the Big Ten Conference beginning in 2024, leaving their longtime home, the Pac-12. This is ABC News.
Dell's Black Friday and July sale is here. Power productivity with a tech refresh, now with up to 45% off top-rated laptops like the XPS, along with our special deals on business desktops with Intel Core processors. Get big savings on the latest servers, storage, monitors, and more with free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
News Talk 1230 WFVA local news now.
4th of July around the region on Monday. The fabulous 4th at Ferry Farm in Stafford is 10 to 4. You'll park at the Eagles. Come to Ferry Farm in downtown on a shuttle. Amy Durbin is with the George Washington Foundation.
It's like those field days you used to do in like school, but like historically minded. So you've got like, I mean, we've got you know, reenactors under the trees. We've got the kids' militia drill under another set of trees. We've got patriotic crafts at the pavilion. I mean, if you've ever wanted to paper marble, like, now's your chance. Plus, you get to learn about rules of civility that George, you know, learned how to, like, George is learning about rules of civility for his penmanship, but also how to be a better person. You get to hear music from Enduring Freedom and Colonial Fair. You get to see a flag retirement ceremony. You get to meet Dave and Mara and Judy and Mason and all the archaeologists on the dig this summer. You get to tour the Washington House briefly, because as Megan said, we want you to come back and take a, you know, more in-depth tour. You get to play games. You get to, if you want to, check out the food trucks. There is so much going on, and it's only $1 a person to get into all the fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a price you can't beat.
Kenmore.org for information. Also on Monday, in front of the apothecary shop at 11, 1, and 3, there'll be a reading of the Declaration of Independence. This is News Talk 1230 WFVA.
From ABC News, Tech Trends. Facebook groups are getting a new look, and it may feel familiar to gamers. This week, Facebook announced it's testing out a redesigned groups page. In Gadgets, Carissa Bell.
You know, they have this kind of new navigational sidebar that lets you jump between not just your groups, but these new sort of channels, which are sort of like these subgroups or groups within groups.
Those channels also integrate new audio chat features similar to Discord, a social platform popular in the gaming community.
It shouldn't be surprising at this point to see them, let's say, borrow features or design elements from, you know, other services that are really popular that they probably see as competitors.
Bell says the revamp comes as Facebook continues to struggle with younger users.
They're probably sort of thinking through, you know, how can we bring changes that might appeal to these demographics.
With Tech Trends, I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Nice start to the holiday weekend here with sunshine in the forecast today at 93. Mix of clouds and a shower overnight tonight, low 74. Good chance of rain and thunderstorms for tomorrow with a high near 90. And a 50-50 chance of showers and storms on Sunday, 87, July 4th. Sunshine, high 88. For News Talk 1230 WFEA, Richard Duetica, the Weather Channel.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
River Rock Outfitter and the outdoors this morning, our focus. Keith Peterson and April Peterson from River Rock Outfitter here. Boy, with gas prices, everybody, you almost now have to start looking around at whether it's the river or climbing or hiking or something, just because you don't want to go far. And luckily, and we talk about this with all the time, there are some great options around here, just as far as parks. We've been just talking about the river and hiking things, but just a number of parks that are not that far away that provide just oodles of entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, gas prices, I feel like you take a risk by going to the airlines because everything is canceled.
Yeah.
Who wants to be stuck in the Atlantic? The Atlanta airport. Not me. I mean, that just sounds horrible.
Yeah.
And so I think more and more people, including us, are looking to say, okay, what can I do that I haven't done before locally? Especially when you have a family and those costs can get expensive. And that's the really cool thing here in our region. How many amazing state parks. Keith and I have lived really, truly all over the country. And I don't know that we've ever lived anyplace else like Virginia. Our state park system is just incredible. And right here in our region, I mean, with Caledon State Park, with Widewater State Park, with Pocahontas State Park, we have this great state park system super nearby that you can go camp. Yep. You can go enjoy it inexpensive with family. There's river access. There's primitive camping options. There's hiking options and mountain biking, fishing, literally anything you would want to do. You can plan a really cool weekend.
Yeah,
to do
absolutely.
It.
And every time we've, you know, or historically when we've come on the show, we've really focused on, you know, kind of hyper local, just like really right within the you know, Fredericksburg area,
yeah,
where can you go to do some great things? But some of the other areas that we've found, that we've spent some time at, that we really enjoy, you know, so for example, one of the ones that we thought about was like Prince William Forest Park. You know, that's right off of exit 150 near Quantico. And I know most people think, oh my gosh, I don't want to get back on 95, you know, especially on a Saturday or a Sunday. But, you know, for somebody who's looking to do like a day trip, even in the middle of the week, like let's say, you know, your kids are out of school, you want to go do something fun, you know, you can just head up, you know, 20 miles north of us, there's this great, you know, 16,000 acre park with hiking trails and biking trails, some going all the way up to 9 miles long with waterfalls. And that's one thing that, you know, people just, you know, once again, if your whole idea is, I don't really want to go anywhere, I want to stay local, but I still want to go have a good adventure, you can look at some of these park systems that are either part of the Virginia State Parks or part of the National Park Service that, you know, are fantastic assets just within, you know, an hour drive or less from here in Fredericksburg.
And for people who are like, I am not tent camping, that sounds horrible, most of these places have cabins, they've got spots for your RVs. So yeah, the options are, there are great options within the state park system for you to have a good time any which way you want to.
Those cabins are great. And a lot of times you've got a plan. It's not as though on Monday you can plan
exactly
to get one. But once you decide, plan out. I mean, the cabins are great.
Exactly. And like, so for example, at Prince William, they've got some of the rustic cabins, so you still get a little bit of that. But if you really want something that's super nice, you can go down south to Pocahontas State Park, where they literally have nice cabins, mm-hmm, you know, with full power, everything that you need. They've got rustic cabins. They've got yurts. They've got tent camping. You know, it's a little bit of everything. And that's about an hour, 20 minutes away. But like you said, it's one of those situations where, because it's so great, like, so for example, Pocahontas State Park is always within the top couple of parks in the state of Virginia. So it's a very popular park. So you just have to do, once again, when you talk about planning, you just got to plan it out a little bit and say, okay, hey, I want to go, you know, middle of July, so I'm going to see what's available and try to book it that way. But it's still, it's a great resource.
Lake Anna's the same way. Lake Anna's got all, it's popular. I'm going to be interested to see what it was, Widewater. Mm-hmm. That's really being developed. Mm-hmm. And I've done shows with them. They've got a lot of plans for Widewater.
Oh, I love that crew out there. That crew is just amazing. They're young, they're energetic, they have great ideas.
Yeah.
They're listening to the public in terms of what the public wants. You know, when the public was like, give us boat access, like, we want boat access, they you know, have access points on the Potomac, but then they also have access points on the Aquia Creek side. So depending on what type of paddling experience you want, I'm really excited about that state park system. I think that they're doing it right, and I love supporting them so that they're able to continue to have those resources. And, you know, even I talk to people a lot about West Moreland State Park, and even for like a day, their cabins are amazing, beautiful cabin rentals. You can go out there and you can camp, but also it's one of my favorite places to stand up paddleboard. You know, you put in right there at the, it's a white sandy beach right there, mm-hmm, on the Potomac, and you can paddle all along the cliffs there and see all sorts of really cool things that you wouldn't normally see on the Rappahannock or at a reservoir locally. And it's, and again, it's just right up the road. And it's an experience I think people should have. And so, yeah, just locally, Mott's Reservoir. Mott's Reservoir, we promote Mott's a lot here. You're not going to camp there. It's a day trip for you to enjoy. But man, Parks and Rec continues to improve that park, and with Fredericksburg Trail Alliance as the nonprofit supporting, I mean, the trail system for hiking, you've got biking, you've got fishing. Travis and takes his kids out there, little toddlers, fishing on the piers out there, and it's wonderful. You can canoe, you can kayak, and rentals are like $8 each. But if you pay attention to Parks and Rec social media, I really enjoy it because the new staff there is really starting to find ways to utilize that park. Over spring, they had concerts there by canoe, where you could go out in the canoe and listen to bands that were, you know, stationed up on the piers. Just the activity, they had birthday party for their pet snake. There's the nature center there is just incredible, where you can go learn about bugs, and they do night hikes, and right here in Fredericksburg. I don't even know that people realize that these assets and resources are right here for you and your kids at really reasonable prices, really fair prices for families to be able to take their kids.
And one thing that's really nice too, not to jump on the Mott's bandwagon, but the way that they've also developed the mountain biking trails, you've kind of got beginner trails and advanced trails, so you really could take your entire family out to go mountain biking on some of these trails over in Mott's. And same thing, once again, talking about Pocahontas State Park and even Prince William, there are areas where it's, you know, if you don't feel like going hiking, but you just want to go on a bike ride or a mountain bike, single track ride, there's options kind of all over the place. And I just don't think a lot of people even realize it, that there really are so many options that you could spend weeks going back and forth just between the state parks and the national parks that are within like an hour drive of us. And that can be your vacation for the summer instead of having to jump on a plane, drive down to Richmond, drive up to National and, you know, fly somewhere. So it's just that there's a lot of good options and a lot of good assets that you can use in our immediate area.
Now, a lot of these, in the past, we take them for granted that they're here, and we have been there in a long time and just seen the addition. Crow's Nest is just the sights and the views. You can see bald eagles and another great spot.
Well, that's we talk a lot about seeing the outdoors. So, you know, we're talking about mountain biking and hiking and paddling, but for a lot of people, they just want to go sit and enjoy the sights of nature, right? Mm-hmm. They want to hear it. They want to see the birds. They want to see the frogs and the turtles and have that sort of experience. And in all of these places, you can absolutely do that. I mean, Crow's Nest, there's, you know, when you look at the history on Crow's Nest, 70 something unique species of birds? It started out as like this aviary. There you go. And so you go and you see amazing things. Take your binoculars, take your art where you can draw, your nature journaling, and just sit there and listen. We talk to people all the time. I remember one time when I was out there, my paddling instructor at the time, he and I were out there to test some of the boats that we received in the shop. And I can remember having trouble talking to him across Crow's Nest on the water because the sounds were the amphibians, like the turtles, the birds, there were just so many nature sounds that he could not hear me from across the water, you know, or going out there and seeing the lily pads, you know, they don't trap beavers out there. So the beavers are constantly building dams and changing the way that the water flows. So being able to see all of these locations in different seasons right here in Fredericksburg, we don't have to go anywhere special. Yeah. There's no Montana or Wyoming or Idaho or California, and all of those places are cool. Definitely, we live in an amazing country with beautiful views, but we've got it right here, really special things that if you just get out there and see, it makes you fall in love with our region and certainly Virginia.
If you're from either downtown or even your own neighborhood where it gets so loud sometimes with, you know, cars or motorcycles, it's much better to have a situation like you had when it's nature you can't hear.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I get it. When you look at places like Crow's Nest and Widewater, you know, a lot of times you will have to jump back on 95. And I know a lot of people think, you know, hey, I commute on 95 every single day. But if you, once again, go into that planning aspect and go, you know, at some off times, it'll be a lot easier to get. And really, when you look at it, it's not that far.
No,
you know,
I mean, you're
looking
at that long.
10, 15 miles to get, you know, to where you want to be. And ultimately, you know, these are just some, once again, some great areas that are right here where you could literally spend hours, if not the entire day, just being out there and enjoying and appreciating nature and having a little bit of an adventure, too.
And sometimes if you feel overwhelmed by it, I know that we get a lot of questions in the shop. I just don't know where to start. Like, I want to go do it, but I don't know where to go. I don't know what resources are available to me. I don't know what I need to bring. Sometimes rely on some of these groups that are already doing things so that you can get out there and learn it. Get onto the Friends of the Rappahannock webpage and go to their event site. And you're going to see the president of their board of directors is a fantastic. He provides these walks, these bluebird walks, where you can go out and he points out birds to you, and you wouldn't have even known that those birds exist on the Rappahannock unless you took this walk. Go take a walk with him. Go enjoy one of the owl prowls at Caledon State Park, and now they're doing them at Mott's Reservoir. At night, and look at how nature comes alive at night. It's not just during the day. Really cool experiences for you and your kids. So there's organizations in town that are already offering these things. Jump on board. You're supporting a great nonprofit, but you're also learning about something that's local. And then go out on your own and experience it, you know, without a guide, where it's nice and quiet and it's just you and nature.
Well, and Keith, you were talking about at Mott's, where they've got some of the bike trails. It's always fun to see those places that do have the bike trails when you see teenage kids on those, and you think not every teenager's on their phone. Some of them do go out there and spend a day doing that.
Absolutely, and it's so much fun. You know, I remember growing up, we grew up in Louisiana, and we didn't have many mountain biking trails, but I did have some friends who were big into mountain biking. They'd go up to Arkansas or over to Texas to do this. And I always thought, I was like, man, I really wish I had some cool trails in my neighborhood that I could go do that. And we have that here, you know? So it's, like you said, it's one of those things where, and we see people, when we go out there and hike the trails, I mean, we see families mountain biking all the time. We're talking, you know, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids and their parents. And then, like you said, teenagers. It's so much fun. It's so exciting. And it's something just kind of cool and fun to do, really, 7 days a week.
This will surprise you. When I say it, you're gonna it may take you aback. But even I have done some tent camping. And even if you don't think you're going to like it, for a day you can do it. And it's kind of fun to get up in the morning and, you know, make a fire and cook some eggs or something like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of my best childhood memories are exactly that, like hot dogs over a campfire and, you know, just bad food, but family fun and being out in nature and take the time to do that. I mean, I think if nothing else, the pandemic taught us the importance of just slowing down and taking time to do some of these, you know, activities and build some of these great memories with your family.
Yeah, and then also, you know, when it comes to one of the advantages that we have, it does, of course, get hot here in July and September, you know, time frame. So sometimes camping can get a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, you know, at all other times, you know, that's one thing nice about living in Virginia is at least it cools down fairly well at night. So you can be comfortable. And then if you really want to go crazy where it's, you know, even, you know, it seems like, you know, 12 months out of the year, it's actually you can do it. Is if you just drive across the border over to West Virginia, like 3.5 hours away, there's some fantastic, you know, camping areas where, you know, even when we go out climbing at Seneca in the July and August timeframe, it got chilly at night. So if you're one of those people who hates, you know, camping in hot weather, it's nice and warm during the day, but then the temperatures drop at night. And it's just that's kind of one of our favorite places to go, even though we're talking about, you know, more local. But if you want to make a weekend of it, just driving over to West Virginia and spending some of the time out in the forests and parks over there where the temperature does drop, you know, quite well at night. And it's a lot of fun and it's comfortable. And it's kind of one of our favorite things to do.
Quick break. And we'll wrap it up with Keith Peterson and April Peterson from River Rock Outfitter, riverrockoutfitter.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Maybe you're not sure how you'll make rent, or you lost your job. When you don't know where to turn, let 211 be your guiding light. Our guides are ready to connect you with the help you need.
211, how can I help you?
Call or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help. A message from United Way and the Ad Council.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by EB Mobility, here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Keith and April Peterson from River Rock Outfitter here this morning. They are on William Street in downtown Fredericksburg. Always fun to talk about the outdoors. Should mention that there is now a podcast available. If you liked this conversation, every couple of weeks there is a podcast available where you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the business of adventure. There's so many opportunities that, you know, I know Ted and I have wanted to explore and talk about on the radio, and now we get to do that on the podcast. But all the really cool local people who are making a living in the outdoors and adventuring, and we want to introduce you to them.
Yeah, it has just started, so check it out, and more and more shows will be added in the weeks ahead. Before we get out of here, we should also mention that with it warm and everyone out on the water these days, April, please we talk about being safe and making plans, but the first thing is make sure before you do anything you slip on that that life jacket.
We cannot get through a show without saying wear your life vest. And, you know, last year we went through an entire season without one drowning death. Let's do it again. There isn't any reason for us to have those incidences on our beautiful river. There's no reason. And it's just as I always say, just wear a life jacket. That's all you need to do. And if you're not doing it for yourself, do it for your family. Do it for the rescue personnel who are out there. We don't want to put them in harm's way or having to do more work than they're already doing to come out and get you because you chose to not wear your life jacket. And, you know, and I will say, while the rules are you've got to have that life jacket on your vessel, it provides absolutely no use. So don't waste your time. Actually wear your vest. Zip it up, button it up, and enjoy your time on the river.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that, you know, kind of case in point, Travis and I were paddling just a couple of weekends ago, and we did that same kind of run area, basically from Mott's Put In all the way down to the VOC Takeout or the Friends of Appahannock Takeout.
Yeah.
And as we were climbing out of our kayaks, this is the first time that's ever happened to me, the water was only waist deep, but my left foot got caught on a root, and I had to bend down and actually just kind of pop my foot loose, and it just made me think. It's like, you know what, if I was just swimming around or playing around and the water was a little bit higher, you know, then I could have found myself in a little bit of trouble. It's just, it's easy to do and you don't even realize it. So it really is important to wear your life jacket / PFD, and because you just never know. Your foot could just get stuck on a random root that's down at the bottom of the river.
Yeah. It's very easy, and like you say, do it for the rescuers. Do it for your family.
Yes, and don't tell me you're a good swimmer. That is the thing that irritates me the most. Don't tell me you're a good swimmer. It doesn't matter. You're a good swimmer in a controlled swimming pool environment. You are not necessarily a good swimmer in a river environment. That's not where you trained. That's not where you took swimming lessons. And the river is constantly changing, and there's things that we cannot see in it, and there's things we cannot predict. You know, and it's just as easy for people to not have enough water or hydration or not sun coverage, and they pass out, they get dizzy, even the strongest athletes this happens to. And if you have a life vest, no matter what the situation is, you will be protected and safe. Just wear it.
And so many people have stories like yours, Keith, of where they were paddling and all of a sudden hit something or flipped over, and they were wearing one and everything turned out, but they'll talk about might not have been that way.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, that's just, you know, that's just the tragedy, you know, the tragedies that occur. It really is like April's saying, you have your life jacket in your kayak or in your canoe, you flip for some reason, and then it's worthless.
And if John from Swiftwater Rescue Team is listening to this, he's going to want me to say, it's not just the river, it's all water. And if you're paying attention to the news, you know there's a serious lifeguard shortage. They can't get enough people to work the pools and the waterways. So it's even more important in all areas around water. Why not just not worry about it? Why are we relying on a 15, 16-year-old kid to take care of you when you're in a pool or another sort of beach setting? I don't want to rely on a 16-year-old kid to save my life when I can wear a life vest in those settings. Put your kid in a life vest. It's simple, it's easy, they're comfortable, and then you don't have to worry about it. It's peace of mind.
And then not to jump into the sales pitch, but you know, come on down to River Rock. You know, we can size you for a good life jacket. And the way that they're designed now, they are comfortable, they're lightweight, they're not these big bulky things. You've got one, Ted. You wore one when we were in the raft the other day.
Yeah.
It's they're just comfortable. So it's not like it used to be. It's not this big inflated looking thing from the 80s that people used to wear. They're actually designed very well now. They're very comfortable to use.
RiverRockOutfitter.com is the website for all kinds of information about the equipment you may need or where to go, and they and Friends of the Rappahannock and the Virginia Outdoor Center, many places can give you all kinds of information. Great stuff this morning. April Peterson and Keith Peterson, thank you so much, and see you soon.
Yeah, see you soon. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dad.
That is it. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
I'm Bob Sizemore, retired pastor of Fairview Baptist Church, and I'd like for you to put aside the problems of the day and think about God for a moment. Do you feel loved? I hope that you have that assurance. Because not only are you loved, you are loved of an infinite universe and time itself. You are loved by God as if you are the only person to love. He knows all of your faults and He still loves you. But He expects us to return His love and love others in His name. Live this day knowing that you are special. Special to God who loves you.
Local news you'll talk about at the bus stop or the office. News Talk 1230 WFVA. Broadcasting from the Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting station. It's 9 o'clock. News Talk 1230 WFVA. Local news now.
4th of July around the region on Monday. The fabulous 4th at Ferry Farm in Stafford is from 10 to 4. You'll park at the Eagles and come to Ferry Farm and downtown on a shuttle. George Washington Foundation curator Megan Budinger will be at the Macaroni Selfie Station.
So it is not a pasta vendor. We are not giving away plates of macaroni. But it, more in keeping with the 4th of July theme, visitors might recognize the word macaroni from the song Yankee Doodle.
Mm-hmm.
And the longstanding question of why exactly is the word macaroni in the song about Yankee Doodle? And so I'm not going to give it away entirely, but this particular station at the 4th of July explains exactly what macaroni meant in the 18th century and invites our visitors to take part in a couple of activities, including taking some selfies. That involve themselves dressing up as macaroni. And if you want to find out what exactly that means, then you'll have to come to the 4th of July.
I wish I remembered because you explained it to me and I didn't retain that.
So there is also a blog post. There is also a blog post.
I'm going to have to find it. I'm going to find it. But no, it is a lot of fun. And
it's a lot of fun. It's silly, but it's very historical. You'll definitely learn something that I can almost guarantee you didn't know.
Kenmore.org for information on the 4th of July at Ferry Farm. Here's your weather.
Nice start to the holiday weekend here with sunshine in the forecast today and 93. Mix of clouds and a shower overnight tonight, low 74. Good chance of rain and thunderstorms for tomorrow with a high near 90. And a 50-50 chance of showers and storms on Sunday, 87, July 4th. Sunshine, high 88. For News Talk 1230 WFEA, Richard Duetta, the Weather Channel.